Now, y'all can get a wig, get a dress, some high heel shoes, and all that, and put it on me. That still didn't change me. I'm still a man. Put some ruby red lipstick on. Hang some rings in my ears. I may tempt somebody, but I'm still not a man. I'm still a man. Y'all understand? See, that's what Satan, that's what he does. He won't make you think you're something you're not. And he does all that stuff to try to bring confusion in your life. And there you are confused. You don't know who you are, trying to act like something you're not. I know who I am. I'm a new creature. I'm a son of God. I've been redeemed. And my whole effort, determination, commitment, I want to get to know me better in Christ. I want to know who I am. I want to become more like him. And the better I know him, the better I can walk in this life free of the trouble, the sorrow, the stuff that Satan tried to bring in my life. But if I don't know who I am, he bring confusion. Here I am taking on stuff, doing stuff, and acting like something that I'm not. Okay. Now listen up. I want you to listen real good. You got it up, Philippians chapter 3, and we are going to pick up at verse 9. Amplified, reading this from the Amplified. And that I may actually be found that... And that I may actually be found and known as in him, not having what? Any self-achieved righteousness that can be called my own. And see, this is what, you know, we have these people that have achieved some success in the eyes of the public. And they try to advise people in how to live their lives. All you got to do is just believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. And the truth be told, they just got money and their life is a mess. It puts on, but you cannot, you need to believe in somebody better than yourself. You, other word, let me say it this way. You need to get a new self, then you can believe in yourself. But just to believe in yourself, then just to be positive, you may gain some stuff, but you're not going to have a life that's going to make an impact on you and other people around you. Because as sure as you join the air in these lungs, you're going to leave here one day. Amen. Where are you going? So, let me go on. So, this is what Paul was hung up on, his self-righteous achievement. He was self-righteous. He had achieved many things. He was highly educated, nothing wrong with that. But he was stuck on himself. He was following the law, and he said in it, he was blameless. He said, what thing did I gain from doing that? He said, I count it as dung. You know what dung is, don't you? Amen. So, here we go. He said, based on my obedience to the law's demand, ritualistic unrighteousness, and supposed right standing with God, thus acquired. But possessing that genuine righteousness which come through faith in Christ, the anointed one, the true right standing with God. Notice what it said. Possessing what? That genuine righteousness. Based on what? That genuine righteousness comes how? Through faith. You're looking at it? See, just doing the law and following religious ideas and opinion of people. What makes you right? You have a genuine faith in God. What God did, what he did in Christ, I believe with all my heart and nothing else. That's genuine faith. And you become the righteousness of God. You become, at the moment you get born again, you were made just like him. And you spend the rest of your life finding out who you are. So you can walk in all that God is. Is there any flaws in God? Is there any failure in God? Are there any failures in God? Is he lacking anything? So you spend your life instead of wasting your time trying following after theories and opinion and suggestions of people and influence of demons, you spend your time finding out who you are, that you can walk in absolute victory on planet Earth right now where you are. Although all this stuff is going on, all this stuff is here in the earth, you got all kind of stuff. There's robbery, there's poverty, there's disaster, there's diseases, and you just name it, it's going on. But you can learn who you are here on this earth and walk in absolute victory. Right now, every day. Will it come against you? Yeah. Ain't nothing about it. So what the wind blow, as long as it ain't blowing your house over. Let it blow. Just blowing around my house. Because I got the authority to direct it blow. How much it blow and where it blows. I love breathe, but I don't do storm. Because I know that's not God. And he said, I have given you absolutely authority on this earth to rule and reign by one man, Jesus Christ. I got it. Whether I exercise it or not, he has given it to me. And this is what Paul said. I'm going to spend the rest of my life finding out. Here's a man who wrote half of the New Testament saying in the next verse that I may know him. I want to know him. You thought he wrote half the New Testament. He pretty should know him pretty well. Okay, so let's go. Hallelujah. Said this. He said this which come from God by saving faith. The Amplifier says, verse 10, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, perceiving and recognizing and understanding the wonder of his person. Understanding the wonders of his person. Who is this resurrected man? Who is this God man? Who is he?